Okay, hi everyone and welcome back to my channel. This is Lucy May Walker and today I am joined with the very talented Jasmino.
Hi everyone, my name is Jasmino and I'm a singer-songwriter based in London.
So I was looking at the stats and stuff before you got here and you've got millions and millions and millions of streams. 430,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, that's amazing. And your most listened to place, that doesn't make sense, is Stockholm.
Yeah.
So you're like, what? Why is that? Do you know?
Yeah. So my last song, I did a collab with a really talented Swedish DJ called Hogland.
And that's Over You.
And that's Over You. And it's just gone a bit mad and gone wild.
Yeah, yeah.
And his, yeah. Sweden are going crazy for it. And he's basically like also gigging all around Sweden and playing it and stuff, and it's just getting
and
more popular. Yeah,
amazing. So is he like a big in he's obviously quite big.
He's doing pretty well for himself, and I followed him for quite a while, and then I just after I'd released a few of my own tracks, I kind of messaged him and I was like, oh, I really like your stuff, like, would you ever be up for doing a collab?
And how did you, what was that on, like Instagram or?
No, I just emailed him.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, and then he replied and he was like, oh, I really, really love your voice. Let's do something. This is my next single. Do you want to try and write over it?
Yes. Yeah. And that was Over You?
And that was Over You, yeah. And
oh,
I remember
gosh.
Him sending the track, the production, and I was like, oh, this is really good. And I was a bit intimidated by it. I was like, this is so good. How am I gonna write something that's as good as the production
I don't even know how that works. So he would... See, I always thought that you would maybe send songs to someone. Mm. That's what I would do.
So yeah, sometimes I do. Since that one, I've had a few people come to me and say, oh, like, I really like your voice.
Yeah.
Have you got any, like, top lines, like melody and lyrics mm-hmm. that you can send that I can maybe, like, put stuff to? But I prefer work, I write top lines all the time and just do piano, so I've got those to send, but if I'm doing a feature on someone's, I prefer, if it's featuring me, getting a production from them so I can understand where they're coming from and what kind of...
Otherwise you don't really have a starting point, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really, I really want to do more of them.
Are you going to do more with him?
I hope so. We've not got anything organised, but we said like we definitely we work really well together.
Yeah.
And he's just so lovely and his whole team are amazing. We were chatting the other day and he was like, by the way, let's definitely do something again. But I think
awesome.
We've just done one and it's gone well, so maybe leave it a year or so and then do a little collab again.
When you did that one, did you record have you met him in person?
No.
That's mad.
It's really weird,
like
isn't
that's
it?
How it is now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mad, but I really want to go to Sweden and then I'll be like, hey!
Yeah, and that
it's crazy. Because I feel like I know him pretty well because we've been chatting loads and...
That's so mad!
Obviously, like, when... So we didn't know how it was going to do and we released it and then I saw that it got in, like, quite a few of the New Music Fridays.
Yeah.
And so we're like, as things were happening, we were, like, both texting each other and being like, oh my God, look! And then we both got an email at the same time and it was like, Spotify loves your track. And then, like, it was like, we've put it in this playlist and that playlist. And
God.
We were like, yeah!
That is amazing. That's awesome.
That was really exciting.
I love how that you, when you collab, a lot of what you do now is collaborating. I know you've got songs that where it's just you and whatever, or you collaborate with producers, but I like how you are the one that kind of reaches. I'm sure you get people reach out to you, but you...
Now I do, especially. I get quite a few
awesome.
People. But yeah, initially, I would just find people that I love and be like, do you want to do a feature? Do you want to do a collab together?
And do they normally say yeah? Like, have you had people that...
Oh, I mean, like... I
ignore you if
you're... Yeah, ignored all the time. I mean, I'm quite unrealistic. Like, one of my dream features is Sagala. I've messaged him and got flat out ignored.
Well, you never know.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. It's funny, like, you'll be on their radar at some point, and then they'll go, oh, look, I want to reach out to this person. You'll go, no. No, you probably will say.
No, I would definitely be like, okay, sure, yeah, why not?
I feel like that's happened to probably all up-and-coming artists, like, until you've got, like, to a certain point, people, well, they must just get contacted all the time.
Oh, gosh, yeah, and, like, they probably don't even read half of them, and especially, I think a lot of it when you're I think he's trying to grow in America, so he's probably going to want to like, it's like a strategy thing as well, as he's probably going to want to use people that are probably bigger than him in America, so he can get known in America, I guess, and things like that.
So I wanted to talk about busking, because that's how me and you met. In fact, the first time I met, well, first time I saw you, we didn't meet, but you were in the final of the Mayor of London busking competition.
Yeah.
And I saw you then at Stratford. This was like, must have been like four years ago.
Yeah.
Because the TaylorMade were in that final, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the first time I saw you. And going back to that, very different.
Yeah.
So you played ukulele and you had, was it
cello and, what was it then? I changed them. I think it was ukulele, cello and violin then. Yeah,
because
we did it.
That's like a world apart from what you do now, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you were doing that kind of stuff, was, when you learn ukulele, that's how you got into that kind of genre?
Well,
that...
yeah, I always used to, like, from being super young, like, my gran taught me to play the piano.
Cute.
And then I started writing loads of songs and started... And then my mum moved to Somerset and I did loads of gigs in Bristol. And I was busking in Bristol and in Somerset and carrying my piano everywhere.
Oh my,
and then just one day... Oh, I had, like, a case for it in your roller, but it was still heavy. And then I just thought... This is ridiculous, because some days, as you know, like with busking, when you're busking outside, there wasn't really any indoor places in Bristol and Somerset. I would turn off and then it would start raining and I'd be like, oh, well, I just, what a great day. What a great day to be alive.
Love that.
And that's, I just got sick of it. And then one of my my best friend's cousin was playing the ukulele. And honestly, I do like the sound of the ukulele, but I was very attracted to the fact that it looked really light. And I was like, I'll have a go on that.
Yeah.
So then I got one and I started learning to play and kind of fell in love with it. I think when I first moved to London, I was gigging, still playing the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Had a full band, had like drums, bass, obviously keys, which was me, and guitar. And then I kind of started playing piano and ukulele together, switching up the
not
songs
the same
a bit.
Time. That would be quite hard.
Oh no, yeah, that's how talented.
Yeah. Like round your neck or something.
And then I started getting heavy into busking.
Yes.
Obviously didn't use my piano, used my ukulele and it was received really well. And I can't remember how I developed it into just cello, violin and ukulele. But we had a great time playing together.
Mm-hmm. It looks like you had fun.
Oh,
especially on that
London thing. So much fun, really good. And then just, we were doing it for about a year, and then just one day I was busking, and I was like, I think I've fallen out of love with music, I'm just not really enjoying it anymore. And like, I had stopped busking for a bit, and I just had a bit of a reflection period, and I was like, yeah, I don't think I like music anymore.
Oh no.
But then I was listening to all this like dance music and electronic stuff. And then I had this like weird period where... I started getting into rooms with like more electronic producers and writers and really enjoying it. And then I released a couple of things like as demos. And then was trying to translate this kind of like, it was probably even like more EDM than the stuff, not the stuff I'm doing is now, like electronic dance music.
Oh, sorry.
Which isn't really my thing now, but like it was, released a couple of electronic dance
trying
music
things.
Trying
to find out kind of who you are as an artist.
And experimenting, and then I tried to translate these tracks onto ukulele, and I think just confused people.
Yeah.
And then we had this moment with, we had like cello, violin and uke, and then we had, we started experimenting with like loop pedals and making it, trying to be like electroacoustic, which was a cool idea, but maybe we didn't spend enough time of it. But I quickly realised like I don't want to be playing uke, I just want to be singing really.
Yeah.
So then I kind of stopped that and started getting into the studio and really thinking about what direction I wanted to take.
When you say getting into the studio, I never know what this means. Because when, but I feel like I'm the only one that doesn't. So everyone is all like, oh, I write in the studio and stuff. So yeah, I write at home and then take it to get it produced.
Mm.
What do you mean by going into the studio?
Going into the studio. I kind of do this.
Very cool, but I'm like, I don't get it.
So sometimes I will write... I normally start a song by, like, getting a melody and lyric in my head, and then I'll kind of put it down on piano, and now I'll venture into Logic, which is the recording program, and put like a basic demo of the kind of vibe that I want, and then get in touch with producers and basically say, this is my song, do you want to work on it, do you want to not? And then I met a guy called Dan, got on really, really well with him, we just clicked, and then we did, well, pretty much all of my tracks that are on Spotify, we did like a few together and I really enjoyed it. It just was really fun to work with him creatively. So getting into the studio in that respect was like the two covers I did, I kind of arranged them and I was like, oh, this is how I want it to be. What do you think? And then he added his own little spin and stuff and we kind of vibed off each other. Getting into the studio with Warriors was very different. We just, it was with Dan, but I went into the studio and we were just like, right, what do we want to write about? And then kind of like, wrote it together, and then Misunderstand, which was the one after that, me and Louis, who is my fiance and writes with me.
Great guy.
He's a great guy, he is, yeah. And then he came up with, he was like, oh, I want to do kind of like a track with a bit of like an Indian-y backbeat. And I was like, oh, okay then.
That was Louis that said that.
Yeah, yeah. And then he kind of YouTubed like this backbeat and, and I was like, oh, that's cool. So we put it into Logic and started building around that. And then I came up with this kind of quirky hook. And then we just, and then we wrote pretty much the whole thing within half an hour.
Wow.
And then...
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was really fun to write because sometimes it takes ages.
Yeah,
and
I love it when it just like, it kind of writes itself.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened really quickly. And then then we took it into Dan and he got on board, I think, because we had such a strong vision and he got that as well and really added like really cool little bits and stuff.
That's cool. It's so important to find the right producer that gets you, and it's hard to explain that. It's like, I know that I've worked with quite a few producers and I've spent money like recording and then going, this is really great, but it's not me. And it's like, you don't really know that until you've got a certain late, you've already paid the money. And
you'll get 50, 60% the way through and you'll be like, oh, this is an awesome thing, but it's just not
somewhere
for me.
Yeah. So I feel like when you've got someone like, well, for you, it's Dan, you like... stick with
he's amazing
them.
Yeah
so yeah, like busking can be like pros and cons, of course, but
I mean, let's be honest, it can be totally crap as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I had like the worst days of my life busking, like thinking, what am I doing
with my life.
I think every single busk that I've ever done, that has always gone through my head, like, what am I doing? And then like 2 minutes later you're like, oh my god, there's Jeremy Vine, like,
right.
So
yeah,
and had a similar thing happen to you.
I did. I was busking at King's Cross Underground and loads of people walk past me every day, but then someone just came up to me and they were like, oh, I had to come and check you out because Austin Darbo has just tweeted about you. And I didn't know who.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, cool, who are you? Like, and he was like,
and did
oh.
Did you know who Austin was? Or you
no,
like,
no, I didn't.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't either.
Now looking at him, I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't think I would have been singing that well if I would have known who he was, but I'm glad it did. Anyway, so I was like, oh, right, okay, got my little underground Wi-Fi up, and then saw that he'd basically said, like, just seen Jasmino, she's got an amazing voice, and, like, it got loads of retweets, and this guy from, I think he works for One Extra, had come up and been like, oh, like, I wanted to check you out, because Austin just said you were great. Which was awesome.
Wow, so he
literally
did it
was
and
in,
then
like, it was like, in like half an hour, I think, of that. I was like, okay, well, cool.
Wow, and you could easily have like just been finishing your set.
Yeah.
And gone, wow.
Yeah, it was mad. And then me being cheeky, I then messaged him and I was like, oh, well, actually, I've just released a song. And then he was like, oh, I really like it. I've put it in these playlists. And that's kind of
crazy. So for people that are listening, who is Austin?
Mm.
Like, well, who the hell is that?
He's been promoted since, but he was the senior editor of playlisting at Spotify UK.
That's crazy.
And now I think he's the head of music. It's Spotify, so he's just recently been promoted.
Which is great for him,
which is amazing.
He's harder to...
Well, I've not released in... So my last release was in September. And he helped out with that, so...
Amazing.
Yeah, he's
great guy.
Great guy. And like great guy in all ways as well. Like I follow him on Instagram and Twitter, and he's just really wise.
I love that that
a wise guy.
And it's a good thing for people that are like interested in busking, because this like a similar thing happened to me. I'm sure my listeners might already know the same, pretty much exactly the same thing happened. People tweeted me. Well, Jeremy Vine saw me, and then he tweeted saying he saw me, and then people would then tweet me letting me know. Again, I wouldn't have even known if they hadn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think this is the thing that we're probably similar in, is the fact that most people would probably just go, oh, cool, they saw me. Yeah, that was fun. But we're like, hi there.
Yeah, okay, hello. Then.
Like, give me more stuff. And it does pay off if yeah. Well, they're obviously interested in you. So that's...
Because I always sometimes get scared. I'm like, oh, am I too pushy? But then... You've got to take risks.
That's what I was going to say. So when you released Crush, I guess that was like the first cover.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that a conscious decision to do covers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Like with my acoustic stuff, I hadn't really recorded or released anything. And I thought with my electronic stuff, I'll do a couple of covers first and introduce kind of my vision
mm-hmm.
and the kind of artist I want to be. And then after people have kind of familiarise themselves with kind of my direction, I'll do
very clever
some original stuff, and
that has worked out pretty well for
yes,
you.
It's not it's not worked out badly. It's going pretty well.
I feel like a lot of artists, I can't think of any examples, but I feel like a lot of artists, no I can, but a completely different genre, but like Birdie, that's how she's like massive. Well, I don't know if she isn't, I haven't heard anything for a while, but when she got big, it was when she released covers like Skinny Love and stuff, and people seem to really like it when you do a cover which is nothing like the original. I feel like that's what you do pretty well. Because like when you did Together in Electric Dreams, I think it's like a song that I didn't really know that well, but when the chorus kicked in, I was like, oh my god, like I need to tell her that this sounds like a different song, and then I had to like Google the lyrics and realise that it was a cover. That's a good thing. I feel like it's a good thing. So I was like, oh no, she's gonna get like sued. Yeah.
Do you know, it's funny, like Together in Electric Dreams, some people that are like obviously know the old records so well, some people are like, oh, like you've done something completely different without really like what you've done, but other people are like, this is rubbish, like, you know, the original, like you've ruined the original.
Oh, for God's sake.
And then other people are like, I love your song, it's great, and I'm like,
better than the original, probably.
Good, you know. Yeah.
That's funny.
And then Crush, it really makes me laugh, because as I've come to realise since I've released it, I've got so much abuse for it.
Oh no.
So someone, there's a guy called, I think it's William Sage or something, has done a kind of cover of Crush. It's called Rush, and it's like, it's just a little rush, blah, 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 something like that.
Right. Ooh, original. Take that C off the Crush.
Obviously, all the like young kids that are like, it's done, like Crush did really, really well on YouTube.
Okay.
But all these young kids that don't know that like Crush is an original 90s track.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, most of the comments are like, this isn't original, she's plagiarised with William Sage, she's going to get sued by William Sage. And I'm like, oh, guys.
Brilliant.
Guys.
Bless. So the first song that got onto a playlist, and when we say playlist, we're talking about Spotify curated playlist. Am I saying that? Yeah?
Yes.
Whew! So the first song that got onto one of those was Crush when you released that. And that was through the guy that saw you. What's his name? Angus, no.
Austin, yeah, yeah. Louis, actually, yeah, he emailed him and basically was like, oh, well, my artist has just released a song kind of thing. And then he was like, yeah, I really like it. I'm going to, I've put it on our Chill Pops, which is like, he said, I think it's like the second biggest UK pop one. Yeah, and I was like, oh my God. And then, yeah, very, very quickly, my like monthly listeners thing, for those of you that don't know, if you go to an artist page, like it'll say like this many people are listening,
and for you it's 430,000.
And yeah, I just started getting like loads of really nice messages on Instagram and things of like, oh, we really love you, and like, and then like people would like do stories about me, and you know how they can and it was
put
really
the track on their story.
Yeah, and be like, oh, really into this and stuff, and it was really surreal. And then, like, people would started tagging me and like we're making up like dance routines and stuff too. I was like, this is so cool.
And that's from one song.
It was like an amazing weekend. So I released Misunderstand, and it got into New Music Friday. And there's like a live. You can get like an app called Spotify for Artists, and for the first week it does like a live streaming thing.
Oh yeah.
Which is super addictive. It's really cool.
Oh god, don't tell me that.
And in New Music Friday, literally like we were looking at it, and it was just like vroom, 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 vroom. Oh my gosh. And I got loads of like there's like a few well-renowned blogs that I follow that like really liked it, like Line of Best Fit and Pop Justice, and I was like,
oh my god,
they like it. Like it was really, was going really well. And then the day after, like the production team at for The Only Way Is Essex were like, oh, we want to put your song Warriors on our thing. So it was like this weekend that was like, this is mad.
You feel like you've made it.
Yeah, I was like, and then you go back to busking and you don't get any money and you're like, not made it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's humbling, isn't it? Because you're like,
I think it's,
you have no idea who I am.
Literally keeps you so grounded. Yeah. And I think that is a really good thing. And now I've been writing loads and I'm busking quite a lot at the moment. And it's just such a nice release because I've not sung in ages. I'm like, I'm back.
Yeah. And it's a nice, like, you can practice, but get paid to practice.
Yeah, it is. And also, like, test out how your originals, like, whether people like it as well. Yeah. And, like, really, I don't know if it's the same for you, but really work out, like, the way that I want to sing it and kind of experiment and have fun with it. And you can do that at home, but it's just not the same.
It's
really,
so true. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm going to sing this note. I do a little trill on it and it does not work at all. I'm like, never do that again.
Noted. Exactly. You don't want to do that at a gig where all of your, like, oh gosh.
I'd rather do it on the underground when no one's walking past. I'm like, oh, I'll do it now.
Yeah.
So the Only Way Is Essex, they must have heard you on the new music. No, sorry, it wasn't that one.
Warriors.
Was that New Music Friday?
No. Warriors, they were really, really supportive of Warriors and Together in Electric Dreams. They put it, like, it was in. Together in Electric Dreams, I think it was in the Chill Pop Hits playlist for like 4 months.
Wow.
Which was
not normal.
I know. You're normally in a playlist for like a month or so and then they dweep. Yeah. Like, cause there's so many new songs. Yeah. And then there was a period where they had Warriors and Together in Electric Dreams in it. And I was like, that's quite cool.
Yeah. I think the dream is to get on Love Island to play that. You've not done that yet. You have, yeah. When you said The Only Way Is Essex, I was like, oh, I thought it was Love Island.
That was Misunderstand. Yeah.
How did you... Right, so when did that happen? After
The Only Way Is Essex, yeah, like...
That's crazy.
It was like... I didn't watch Love Island, I'm sorry. But it was like towards the end, they just messaged us and they were like, can you send us like the... instrumental, the thing, like loads of different versions.
Yeah.
Like I messaged my producer and I was like, yes, I need all these versions right now. And he's like, he's really on it. And then we sent them and they were like, yeah, we're gonna use it as a clip in like one of the end episodes.
Yeah.
So that was,
oh my god.
Surreal as well.
That's crazy. See, this is the thing. I would have watched the episode and maybe not like noticed that it was that, whereas other people are very much like Shazamming. I don't know. I feel like Made in Chelsea is another one.
When you should say Made in Chelsea, they asked to use Crush, and I was like, yeah, sure, but then they never used it. And I was
no.
Damn it.
I think I'd love to be on Made in Chelsea. That would be one of my dreams, but I don't think I've got the right kind of music because I went to, again, Introducing Live, Andrea Madden is the music supervisor for Made in Chelsea, and she did a listening thing, so you could send your tracks in.
Oh, wow.
And then she picked like 10 tracks from everyone, I don't know, 500 people, and about 3 of them actually she put on the show.
That sounds so cliche, but it is about like people seeing you at the right. No,
oh, it's
actually,
so
wait, it's go about on. Absolutely loads of hard work and then people seeing
well,
you at
the
right
like,
time.
I always say, like, oh no, I was just really lucky, and then people like, they probably remind you that I. Well, you're not lucky. Well, you are lucky, obviously, a lot of it comes from luck. But
obviously, it's hard work as well, isn't it? And dedication and all that.
2019, what have you got coming up that you can talk about?
That I can talk about?
Well, give us an exclusive. It's up to you.
Well, I've already kind of announced, like semi-announced it, but I'm going to be doing an EP.
Oh!
Which I'm
I did see that.
Which I'm really excited. I've not like gone like, everyone. Yeah. I just kind of like, I did like a little Facebook and Instagram live and I was like, I don't want to do an EP.
That's amazing.
So I'm really excited about that. I don't for the life of me know when it's going to be released, but I spent like the end of last year just writing loads and loads and loads. Mm-hmm. And then I whittled it down to 5 tracks. And I was quite set on like, oh, these are going to be the ones. But then I had a really cool meeting yesterday. Mm-hmm. But then this person was like, these songs are really good, but I see loads of potential in you. I've been following you for a while, and I feel like if you can do this within a month, like, I want to get you in writing sessions with other people. That's and cool. He was like, I want to get you in 2 to 3 writing sessions a week, and then we'll meet again in 6 weeks, and I want you to have 15, 16 songs that could be potential EP songs. And I was like, oh. That is awesome. I'm so excited about that because I love writing. But then on the flip side of it, I'm a bit like, I really like the songs that I've chosen. It's really nice that people are kind and also taking time out to help you. Because I think I've noticed over the past year and a half that actually the music industry is made out to be really cutthroat, but there are still really nice people that just want to help in it. Yeah. Which is...
I found that.
A real relief. Like the Jeremy Vine thing.
Yeah.
He didn't have to help you. He could have literally just walked past you and been like, nice sound. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like same with Austin thing. He didn't have to tweet about me. Like.
And to them, it's probably nothing. Like, it's not a big deal, but it can really change someone's career. Like,
yeah, like, same with both of us, isn't it? Like, I don't know what I'd be doing. Yeah, cheers.
Thanks, people. So for the new EP, so that's all new songs then. It's not, you're not gonna add, oh, that's
yes.
So are you gonna release a single first or?
Well,
are you just
gonna
release
the EP? I don't know. I've had so many, since I've said like, I'm gonna do the CP.
Yeah.
I've had so many different people being like, oh, actually, I think you should do this. What about, you know, this person that you like has done this. So, and I think this is a really good tactic. Like there's so many people that are like thinking about it strategically. And I'm like, I just want to release music. I think I'm just going to focus on actually getting the tracks and getting them all produced in the way that I want, that I'm really happy with, and then I'll think about how I'm going to release them or what's going to happen and stuff like that.
And are you going to release it as independent? Are you on AWOL? Are you going to release it through them?
Undecided, yeah. I think I really like AWOL. I think they're great. I think the actual team are really nice as well.
If anyone's listening and they don't know what AWOL is, it's Artists Without a Label, which is the label that I'm on, and you can release music through them.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna be like, if anyone doesn't know what AWOL is, look it up.
Well, you can look it up.
From our perspective, it's really good because they don't take a huge cut.
What is it? I can't even remember.
15%.
Yeah.
I think they do different tiers, and as you get higher, they do take a bit more, but it's not like what, for example, a major label would take, which
what would
is
they take?
Well, the standard is normally 80%. And
oh my god!
Yeah, and I think it's different now, and there's loads of different things. Like there's label services, which is a bit different.
Yeah,
and I think that being on a major label, not that I know tons about it, can really have its huge benefits depending on where you are.
Yeah,
and what they can do for you, because obviously if they're just going to pop you onto Spotify and stuff, I mean, you may as well do it. If you've got the connections and stuff, you may as well do it on your own.
I feel like there's so many, especially at this Introducing Live thing, which is like a music event they hold every year. I've heard more negative things about being on a major label than...
Unless you're
top dog.
Well, that's what you've got to think. It's like any business. Why will they prioritise you?
Yeah.
Over Ed Sheeran, who's turning them over millions and millions of pounds. But, I mean, it's not always like that. I think if they believe in you as an artist, sometimes they will invest the time and the money. Mm-hmm. But I know people that have got massively... I'm not allowed to swear, but, like, fucked over. But then I know some people that have had good experiences as well.
Yeah, I feel like you're quite good at letting other people, like producers, have creative input?
I'd say sometimes on the other way around, though. If I'm in with a producer, I'll be like, oh, I kind of like where they're going. I'm just going to sit back and, like, not be a control freak.
Oh,
and
then
we'll get 50% of the way through, and I'm like, no.
I've done that. No. I've done that.
Which is more awkward, really. When you're in the studio all day listening over and over and over again to the same sounds, the same thing, your, like, brain is kind of drowned a bit, and you can go walk out thinking, oh, this is really great, and then a week later you can be like, oh, it is, but actually... it's not me, or, like, actually, it's not that great.
And also the fact that, like, in the studio, hear it out of, like, their big speakers, and it can sound amazing, and you can go and listen to it on your phone. You're like, oh, it doesn't sound good. But then you realise that most people will listen to it on your phone, so you need to make sure
literally most people.
Good in all kind of places. I know what my question was now.
Oh.
Do you have any, like, artists that you have in mind that you would absolutely love to support?
Do I?
So many. I already know the answer.
I dream big, but I always...
No, it's good to dream big.
There's a few that I'd love to support. What my flat out, like, dream support would be Lauv, who, for those of you who don't know, is kind of like an electronic pop artist. And I just think, I just love his voice. I love his songs. I love the way he produces them. I just think he's brilliant. And I was doing a bit of research into him, like, months back. I was like, I wonder who produces his songs, and you just click on all of his songs and it's like written by Lauv, produced by Lauv.
Oh, I love that.
And normally it's like written by produced by which is great because collaborations are a really big thing at the moment and I think they're great. But I was just like, oh, man, you're really talented.
Have you tried to contact him?
And say what? I mean, he's just done a collab with Julia Michaels, so I ain't going to get near.
You never know. I think I do. Well,
I think once I've got, like, my life set up and stuff, I'll be like...
Yeah, when you're ready.
Support you.
See, that's my issue is, like, I've been asking to support Lucy Rose for, like, 6 years, probably before I even had an original song, so it's knowing when to...
When to be like...
Strike while the iron's hot? No, what is it?
Oh, I never know that. I'm not even going to attempt...
Iron's hot. I think it's that. Yeah.
I said strike while the oven's hot the other day. And that was the reaction. I was like, okay, I've got that wrong then. Clearly.
Get it. I think it's iron.
I think it's iron. Yeah, I absolutely love Sigrid as well. I think she's great. And I love as well how she's just so chill. Yeah. And like, in like so many sessions, just like... She's not one of those pop artists, even though she's doing really well and she's really big, she's not like all about the glamour and dress up. She's just like, I'm here, I'm going to sing my song, and I love that about her.
In like a white t-shirt and jeans. Have you seen her perform live? Or?
I mean, I've only YouTube stalked her, which I feel like I've seen her perform live, but not. I'd love to. I'd really love
to. She supported O Wonder. Do you know them?
I love O Wonder,
I went on my own, you should have come with me.
Oh, damn it! We should do more gigs together.
Yeah.
Clara May, she...
Heard the name.
Did, yeah, she...
Great second name, by the way.
But she's great. She did a feature with one of my favourite, like, dance producers. You know, Felix Jean? Ooh, I wish that I found myself.
Yes!
So he produced
that.
And she did a track with him, and that's how I discovered her. And I was like, oh, her voice is great.
Yeah.
And then her own stuff is really good. And I'd love to support her. I think she's great. And then on, like, a London scale, I've got, there's an artist that I love that's on the up at the moment, and I'm sure you've checked her out, because I go on about her, she's called Emily Burns.
I knew you were going to say that, yeah, she's great.
I'd love to support her as well.
Dream producer.
Sagala, who I think is really talented, and I've probably mentioned about a million times before. Felix Jahn, who I think is great. Do you know, there's, like, Sam Felt. Jack Wins. There's loads, to be honest, that I can't think of off the top of my head.
See, it's so interesting that I don't know any producers at all.
Yeah.
But, like, you've obviously done your research, which is...
I just listen to them all the time, and because Spotify, like, obviously recommends, like, playlists.
Yeah.
I always discover new ones, and I'm like, oh, hello. You're a bit good, aren't you?
That's good. That's really promising cool. That you do that as well, because that's how people will... get to know us. I think we're going to wrap it up.
Ooh.
I feel like we've got through everything.
We've had a long old chat.
If anyone wants to follow Jasmina, where can they go? Is it Instagram that's your main thing, or
Spotify? Follow me on Spotify.
After Spotify.
Yeah, it's Jazz _Mino_UK.
Thanks very much for being on my
podcast. Yeah, it's been lovely.